Hello, welcome to Let's Educommunicate. We are a group of second year from José de Churriguera Secondary School. This is Radio Churri and the community radio station of Leganés, Eco Leganés.
Today we are going to speak about women and human rights.
These topics are related to the Article 27 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which states that everyone has the right to participate and take part in culture.
This year, our school is participating in the project The Youth, together with the Embassy of Sweden and the Raoul Wallenberg Academy, in order to promote the Declaration of Human Rights.
You are listening to Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. Let's get it started.
Natalia and Irakse have just said, we are a group of secondary school students and we are going to speak about women's rights. Every group is going to develop a topic, and before that we will introduce ourselves. For instance, we are Tomás, Nicolás and Dani.
Hello, my name is Tomás. I am tall and my hair is curly. I am active. I like the color red. I don't like playing video games.
Hello, my name is Nicolas. I am tall with brown hair. I talk speaking a lot. I like walking outside and painting. I don't like doing my hobby. Don't.
Hello, I am Daniel. I'm medium height and I have got brown hair. I like playing video games a lot and I like eating pasta. I don't like homework either. And now we're going to speak about women and human rights.
Dani is going to talk about business, like of aspects to education around the girls. Tomás is going to speak about Guinness, right, to work, and I am going to speak about Guinness sport.
Investing in girls' education changes communities, countries, and the entire world. Girls who receive an education are less likely to marry young and most likely to live healthy, productive lives. They unlock higher incomes, participate in the decisions that most affect them, and construct better futures for themselves and their families.
Women also have the right to work and get the same money as men, and no matter the country that is or govern, you have the same right as men.
The participation of women and girls in sports, physical fitness and exercise has been recorded to have existed throughout history. However, participation rights and activities vary in accordance with nationality, geography, and economic development.
Thanks for listening.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick. You heard them say it. My church offers no.
Hello, we are Camila, Pandora, and Yayue. Today we are going to talk about gender equality. But before, we are going to introduce ourselves.
Born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well.
Hi. I am Pandora. I have brown hair and eyes. I am tall. I like playing video games and drawing. I don't like math. I hate it.
Hi, my name is Yayue. I'm normal student of ES Hotel Churiguerra. I'm middle high. I have black hair and eyes with a yellow tone of skin. I'm not a talkative person. I like spending my free time drawing and playing video games. I hate vegetables a lot, except for salad, one of my favorite dishes. There are a lot of things that I can't do, like cooking breakfast and dinner. However, I can cook desserts like rice and milk. And now, let's talk about gender equality.
Gender equality is a concept that recognizes that no gender is better than another, as well as the full participation of women and men in all spheres, society, public, labor, and privacy.
Gender equality offers women and men the same opportunities, conditions, and treatment. It does not ignore the particularities of each gender, so it allows and guarantees men and women access to the rights they have as citizens.
Gender equality implies that women and men, girls and boys have the same rights, the same resources, the same opportunities, and the same protection.
One possible way to achieve gender equality is through education. The more we deal with this topic and work towards it, the easier to change society for the better.
Hello, we are Alma, Natalia, Emily, and Lorena, And now we are going to introduce ourselves, and later we are going to speak about first marriage.
Hi, I'm Natalia. I'm medium height. I have brown hair, I have brown eyes, and I'm creative. I like investigating serial killers, and I don't like exams.
Hi, I'm Alma. I'm medium height. I have brown hair and brown eyes. I'm friendly. I like playing theater and swimming. I don't like homework.
Hi, I am Emily. I am medium height. I have brown hair and I have brown eyes, and I'm friendly. I like reading and painting. I don't like homework either.
Hi, I'm Lorena. I'm medium height, blonde, and I have blue eyes. And I am a very nervous person. I like writing and dancing. I don't like pasta. Now we are going to talk about the forced marriage.
What is forced marriage?
Forced marriage is the union between two people where a lies or one of them has not presented their consent or their will to carry out this union. If the contracting parties or one of them is under 18 years of age, it's called early or cheer marriage.
It is a violation of human rights, which is considered illegal. Forced marriage continues to affect millions of women and girls around the world. It is a form of gender violence, if often accompanied by early and unwanted pregnancies and deliveries.
Why does the forced marriage exist?
There are some reasons. The first is the poverty, because a lot of families don't have money and they force their daughters to get married with someone. The second reason is gender inequality, because the patriarchal system moves away the women at a second place, giving them only the roles of wives and mothers. In other times, the pregnant teens are forced to marry because their families think that extramarital pregnancies are shameful, and in this way they think they protect the family honor. In which country is forced marriage more common?
The first country is Niger, and the 75% of girls under 15 years old are forced to marry. The second one is Bangladesh. The 75% of women were married under the age of 18 years old. Next, Mauritania. In this country, people need to be a minimum of age to marry, but some people don't respect that. Indonesia. This country has a minimum of age and it is 16 years old. Finally, Lebanon. In this country, they don't have a minimum age to marry, so most girls are forced to marry.
The conclusion is that no one should be forced to marry anyone, because it seems that only money and power matter in this society. We should change it. Je donne amour et je veux t'en revendre. Je donne amour. I don't wanna be friends. No, I don't wanna be friends. I don't wanna be friends. What's your problem? What's your problem?
Hello, we are Natalia, Irache and Christian. Today we are going to speak about why women can dance in Iran. But first we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, this is Irache. I'm short, brown and short-haired. I have brown eyes and I'm very talkative. I like hanging out with my friends and reading. I don't like studying and coming to school.
Hello, this is Christian. I'm blonde, I have blue eyes and I'm short. I like playing football, I don't like playing basketball.
Hello, this is Natalia. I'm medium height, dark blonde height. I'm very talkative. I like doing gymnastics, I don't like vegetables and fish.
We are going to talk about why you cannot dance in Iran, especially if you are a woman.
We have a case where a couple was arrested for posting a video dancing.
It is a young couple of bloggers whose crime was dancing in public. The couple recorded themselves dancing and they were sentenced to 10 years in prison. They were charged with a promotion of impurity and indecency, assembly and collusion against national security, and propaganda against the regime.
A solution called before the inhabitants to protest by going out into the street or doing dances and uploading them to social networks. Some countries could also help them to have more rights and for women to be free to do what they want to.
Our opinion is that people should protest so that this does not happen again.
Hello, we are Kun, Álvaro and Pablo. We are going to speak about the lack of rights of women in Iran because they cannot attend a sports stadium in Iran. But first, we are going to introduce ourselves.
Hello, I am Álvaro. I am tall, brown hair and very active. I like playing football and talking. I don't like sushi.
Hello, my name is Kunao. I am tall, black hair, and very funny. I like playing football, riding my bike, and sleeping. I don't like studying.
Hello, I am Pablo. I'm tall. I have brown hair, and I'm very friendly. I like playing video games. I don't like doing homework and studying. And now we are going to talk about why girls cannot enter to football stadiums in Iran and other countries. Álvaro is going to talk about why women cannot enter football fields in Iran. Kun is going to talk about what would have to be changed so that women could enter to the fields, and I'm going to say other countries where the same situation happens.
The first time girls entered a football field in Iran was in 2018. There is a study that said the women would avoid conflicts and violence in and out the stadiums. Today, women can enter matches in most countries.
Women should have the same rights as men and should not be banned from entering stadiums. For example, in Europe, government do not prohibit women from entering stadiums. I think that is order to resolve this. They should change the rules so that there is a gender equality and that everyone can attend the stadium.
Apart from the fact that women aren't allowed to enter to stadiums in Iran, there are many other countries where women can't enter the fields either. For example, Qatar and Arabia Saudi.
In conclusion, we think that women should not be banned to enter sports events anywhere. Women and men are equal, and we all have the right to participate in cultural, artistic, scientific, and sportive life of our communities.
Thank you for listening.
We are a group of second year from José de Churruguera Secondary School.
We hope you have liked the program.
You can listen to more of our programs at radiochurri.blogspot.com.
Bye! Bye.
Estás escuchando Radio Churri. Somos la voz del Instituto José de Churriguera. Estos son tus micros. Hazte escuchar.